During the school year, there are hundreds of thousands of kids in New Jersey who take part in the free and discount school breakfast and lunch programs. These programs fill an important need, take some pressure off of families. Here's the deal. When school is out, as it is now, what do those families do then? The answer is that their children can still receive healthy meals through the Summer Meals Program if they know where to find them. And that can't be made any easier, as my next guest joins us to explain. She is the director of the New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition, Adele LaTourette. Thanks for being here today, Adele.
Thank you so much for having me.
And learn more about this program. One way to do it is the website, njsummermeals.org. And also, if you don't happen to have access to a computer, a simple texting of Summer Meals to 97779 will get you the location near you. Again, you text Summer Meals to 97779. And the information comes right to you. Can't be made any easier than that, Adele, because as I think we've seen, and certainly the latest report shows, there is a big-time need for this program.
There is a big-time need for this program. What we see is, you know, during the school year, as you said, kids are fed through school meals. And in the summertime, kids are still hungry, but schools are closed. So summer food fills a critical gap. It doesn't completely replace it. I think national estimates are that demand exceeds availability by about 50%. But people can check through the texting number. I think the important thing to note about that is that when they see a site, they should always call and see if it's an open site or a closed site. And if it's closed, it means they would have to register their child and perhaps pay through for a summer camp program or something like that. So it's always important to follow up with a phone call.
Yeah, I was looking at the list. Some of these locations are in parks and community centers. Others are in active summer businesses, I guess you call them, or summer seasonal activity centers where the registration would be required, because some have limitations on what they can do, others can't. So it's going to vary from place to place.
That's exactly right. And it's important people be informed.
Is this a program strictly limited to kids who were part of the free or discount food programs in schools? Or is this something for any community, any kid can go because they're latchkey kids, families are working, they just don't have the money, they weren't enrolled in those programs?
It really depends on where the programs are. In area eligibility programs, which means the area is 50% or more free or reduced price, it's comprised of 50% or more free or reduced price children. Those sites, if they're open sites, they are free to everybody, 18 and under. But again, if it's over 50%, then they're not open sites. They're not free for everybody. Actually, they could be open sites, but they're not going to be free for everybody. So it's important, again, just to check it out and get the scoop ahead of time.
Yeah, certainly call ahead, because you don't want to make the effort and have a disappointment just because the regulations and the rules are as they are. So again, it's texting Summer Meals to 97779. Again, it's 97779. And again, you can also go to the website, njsummermeals.org, get the info as well that way. And this is all, have we seen the sites grow in New Jersey since this program was instituted?
We have, and that's really one of the most exciting things. We've managed to work in partnership with the NJDA, New Jersey Department of Agriculture, and we've gone nationally from 12th to 6th place. We've grown this year. This summer we expect we're going to have about 1,400 meal sites. We've seen growth, and we're very excited about it. And we want to keep moving in that direction. We really need to beef up the program and make sure we're serving as many kids that need to make up for the lack of that school meal during the summer months.
I was looking at that report, too, from 2016. The average daily participation was just under 81,000 kids in New Jersey, and a year later, just over 101,000, with, as Adele mentioned, going from 12th to 16th, a 25% increase. And that's also stellar, too, because you look at some of the other states, Adele, there were a lot of negatives in this report that just came out. Places like Arizona, down double digits, Idaho, New York was up only about 1.6%. You had where was that one state that I saw? Nevada was down almost 59% from year to year. So New Jersey is actually a leader in this program, strangely enough.
That's exactly right. We are moving in the right direction. I think New Jersey, we have managed to really, we've built such a great partnership with Department of Agriculture and with all the education groups and with the anti-hunger advocates. We have such a broad group around the table. And originally we were focused on expanding breakfast. And then, you know, you have to kind of look at really what it takes to feed children throughout the school year. So we looked at summer, and it's wonderful to see our efforts paying off with this increase.
And I know during the school year, there's the After the Bell breakfast program, and people look at it for the nutritional benefits, but it's also a time for developing social skills and friendships, new friends, shared experiences. That holds true with the summer meal program, too.
Absolutely. I mean, summer meals, it's not just the meal, but it's also the programming around the meal. I know that, it serves as childcare for people who, you know, when kids are out of school, they still need a place to go. So it's a critical piece of taking care of children throughout the year.
And if nothing else, it gets the kids out of the house and around people instead of staring at the smartphones or TV or computer screens.
Yep, and you cannot underestimate the value of that.
So once again, it's a program that's very easy to find through two methods, njsummermeals.org, or you could text SUMMERMEALS to 97779, and it's 97779. We've got this info over at our website, too, so you don't have to try to write it and remember it, and it'll be there for your usage as well. It's just a really simple program. Double-check before you go to the site. This will be your first time, just to make sure that everything they have available is going to fit in to what your needs are and that you fit into what they're making available. It's a two-way street on that. Again, the easiest way, njsummermeals.org, and texting SUMMERMEALS to 97779. It's as easy as that, and a great benefit awaits for your kids, and to get some of the weight off of you, too, which is not a bad thing as well. We've been joined this morning by the director of New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition, Adele LaTourette. Adele, thanks as always for informing us on these important programs. Congratulations on the work that is making a difference that you all are doing. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.